With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Police shot a woman with a gun in Marathon County overnight. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says they were called to the Days Inn in Rib Mountain with a report of a woman with a gun in a hotel room. The call came in at 3:54 p.m. Thursday. The floor was evacuated and crisis negotiators were brought in. Talks went on for more than 7 hours. Police say the woman came out and paced the hallway with the gun in hand. Less than lethal options were tried, but the woman pointed the gun at deputies and she was shot. She survived and eventually put down the firearm. Wausau Police and the Everest Metro Police Department will handle the investigation. The Anago Public Library will soon be able to offer more resources, thanks in part to a national grant. It got a $3,000 grant from the American Library Association. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how it will be put to use.
More than 300 libraries across the country applied for the Libraries Transforming Communities grant from the American Library Association. The Anago Public Library was one of 11 in the state to receive money.
First of all, this is so cool. And second of all, I got some more work to do.
Library Director Dominic Frandrup says the grant money will go towards two things. One is a meeting room owl that makes it easier for people to participate in group settings virtually. The other are new bifocal kits. Each kit contains things like DVDs, booklets, and pictures. They usually focus on historical events or periods and are meant to start discussions.
What history was like, how people are interacting with each other now. There's things on there like, what was your mother like? Like, what are your favorite childhood memories growing up? There are things about how events such as Labor Day were celebrated when people were growing up.
Frandrup hopes everyone will take advantage of the new tools, but he's especially excited for them to be used by care facilities in the area.
That was the other portion of this grant, is reaching our senior community and the caregivers for the people that provide those services, just to have discussions and keep that sense of social connectedness going.
You can learn more about the resources offered by the Anago Public Library by heading to our website, WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A man accused of having improper contact with females who had been jailed in Oneida County resigned this week. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Jacob Pettit resigned from his position as a corrections officer Wednesday. Pettit appeared at Oneida County Circuit Court this week on charges of solicitation of prostitution and misconduct in public office. Both of the charges are felonies. A $1,000 cash bond was set with a requirement that Pettit not leave Oneida County. He'll be back in court January 20th for a preliminary hearing. The investigation involved Pettit having contact with females who had been incarcerated at the Oneida County Jail. Two coalitions of advocacy groups are suing to get gray wolves put back on the federal endangered species list. The wildlife advocates filed lawsuits Thursday in U.S. District Court in Northern California. The Trump administration announced in October that wolves were considered recovered from near extinction across most of the U.S. The change went into effect earlier this month. Critics of the move say continued protections are needed so fledgling wolf populations in Colorado and on the West Coast can expand. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says gray wolves have exceeded goals for recovery. In response to the wildlife advocates filing the lawsuit in federal court, Representative Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Minocqua, and five other U.S. congressmen have introduced a bill. It would permanently remove gray wolves from the federal endangered species list and give management back to the states. Michigan is entering the heart of home heating season, so it's also time for a reminder that help is available for households unable to afford their heating costs. Ann Armstrong with the Michigan Public Service Commission says higher energy bills are typical this time of year, but the burden is worse right now for families who are on tight budgets.
There's been definite financial impacts because of COVID-19. Some of our households are either unemployed or underemployed, and even though the federal government just sent out stimulus checks, they may still be facing difficulties.
In a recent survey, more than half of Michigan voters said their household finances are stretched due to the pandemic. Armstrong says federal and state financial assistance for low-income households was expanded in 2020, and some of those funds are still available.
We are hoping that there will be extra help available in February or March if Congress passes another stimulus bill. But right now, there is assistance available for families in need, so please don't wait to be disconnected.
Armstrong says the utility companies in the state offer flexible payment options and assistance, so she suggests calling them first. State emergency relief is also available, which provides cash assistance for gas and electric bills or deliverable fuels. Another option is the Michigan Energy Assistance Program, where customers can apply for help in paying energy bills. We have links to these programs on our website, WXPR.org. Those who always wanted to give ice fishing a try can do it for free this weekend. This Saturday and Sunday is free fishing weekend in Wisconsin. The DNR's Teresa Stambo says you can fish any water bodies in the state where there is an open season.
Go out and give fishing a try. Give ice fishing a try if you don't need a boat to get out there on the water. There's good ice around them. There is also open water in the state.
Stambo advises beginners to look for holes already in the ice and fish out of those. If you can't find one, she says most ice fishers are quite friendly. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Snow showers in our forecast today. Clouds with temperatures steady around 32. Tonight, some evening snow showers, cloudy and a low around 26. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.